news on MissouriNet. A statewide organization that represents Missouri's beef industry supports bipartisan legislation that would prevent your federal stimulus checks from being taxed. Former Clinton State Representative Shannon Cooper lobbies for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association and testified for that bill yesterday.
4, 5, maybe 6 years back, this body did the same thing for disaster payments to agricultural producers. We feel it's only fair that all Missouri citizens be treated the same anytime there's some type of a stimulus or disaster payment made.
The agricultural disaster payment legislation Cooper references to was signed by former Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The bill sponsor, Carthage Republican Cody Smith, says Missourians have already paid their fair share for the stimulus checks. 6 mass vaccination clinics are planned across rural Missouri today.
The Missouri National Guard and state health officials are conducting the mass vaccination clinic events today. They're taking place in West Central Missouri's Sedalia, Northeast Missouri's Kirksville in Mexico, Southeast Missouri's Farmington, Northwest Missouri's Princeton, and in Springfield. Brian Hillsworth, MissouriNet.
Saving money for private school tuition or higher education can be a daunting task. During this America Saves Week, State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick says start saving as soon as you can. He suggests opening a 529 education savings account through his office, a tax-advantaged investment account for K through 12 and higher education expenses.
Any dollar that you save right now is more than a dollar that you don't have to borrow later. It's the fact that if you contribute now and your child is a newborn or 5 years old or 10 years old, that money's going to have time to grow.
Fitzpatrick says Missouri has one of the most generous tax deduction opportunities with the program, up to $8,000 per person or $16,000 if you're married, filing jointly. A Missouri judge has ruled that putting individuals on a waiting list to get a public defender violates state and federal law. Governor Parson's next state budget proposal aims to reduce the line of people waiting for the services. During a House Budget Committee hearing, Public Defender System Director Mary Fox says the governor's proposal asks for $1.1 million to hire 16 additional attorneys.
The public defender system, which began in 1982, experienced extreme growth in the 1990s when meth came to Missouri. That changed the number of crimes that were occurring in the state and the number that then came to the public defender's attention. As the crime numbers increased, our staffing did not keep up.
Fox says the office has had a waiting list since 2017. The system has nearly 400 lawyers handling about 90,000 cases annually. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.